Thank God.
Mr.
I have too many PhDs.
Where were you born, Mr. Finley?
I was born in Guelph, Ontario.
And what year was that?
1897.
When did you come to Vancouver?
I came to Vancouver as a baby. And I can't remember when. But I was brought here. Just after 1900, I guess.
What did your father do?
My father was a... He was an accountant. He did a lot of work in Chicago. And somewhat less work in Vancouver. He retired by the time he came here. But he and my mother came here and lived here in Shaughnessy until they died.
Well, which high school did you go to?
What high school did I go to? I didn't go to a high school.
No, you took your high school work at night school here.
Yes.
With
P.J. Bain. P.J. Bain ran an academy downtown.
Why didn't you go to high school then? Why didn't you attend?
I suppose it was because I was working.
Bel Air
and Company.
Office about when you were, how old were you?
I was about 12, 13.
14.
13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't lend itself easily to going to high school when you're in an office downtown.
Mm. Which company was that?
H. Bell Irving and Company. They're Shaman Canners, yes.
What kind of work were you doing?
Well, I happened to be in the office that worked with canning salmon.
He was an office boy.
Oh, an office boy, that's right. Mm.
When World War I broke out, when did you enlist?
When the Sea Force were mobilized. And that would be in
1915,
I think. 1915.
The war started in 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it would be about 1915. And I enlisted with Seaforth at Hastings Park. This, of course, the Seaforth then were a regular battalion and were camped at Hastings Park.
You were a private?
Yes, that's right.
When did you go overseas?
I went overseas in 1916, I think.
What was your war experience like over there?
Now get enthused.
Well, if you can stay out of a world war, do so. If you do get into a world war, be careful.
That's what I can say.
Sometimes, of course, you can't be careful.
Why do you say that?
Well, sometimes the shells hit you. You don't walk into a shell.
Were you in the front in France, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Infantryman?
Yeah.
Were you in time for Vimy Ridge?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in the Vimy Ridge campaigns?
Yeah. Yes, or was it Vimy?
And
it's 50th anniversary.
For the battalion. Not very good.
No, that's fine. I wonder what all campaigns were you in? Were you in any of the other major campaigns, like maybe at Passchendaele?
Yeah. I was at Passchendaele, at Vimy Ridge. I was at all the fighting in the latter part of the war in the south.
This is when you, in the last months of the war, when the Canadians were...
That's right.
...advancing towards, I think, Mons.
Yes, that's right. And before that, too, But I remember very well Seaforth's attack on the Germans when the Germans were holding high ground to the east of us near Valenciennes. And if you can avoid attacking Germans when they're holding high ground, do so. They're bad enough anywhere. But there, they're hopeless.
How did you get the Military Cross?
I've forgotten what particular item it was to be that.
Were you an intelligence officer at that time?
Yeah.
Well, you were an intelligence officer with the
Seaforth.
With the Seaforth.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work did that bring you into?
That brought you into a good deal of patrolling.
Behind the lines.
In front of the lines.
Oh, really? You would have advanced, you mean sort of sneaking around?
That's right.
Near the enemy's
exactly.
front?
That's exactly it. Sneaking around. Right flat on your belly.
And you would gather information about the enemy?
Well, you'd gather what information you could. Sometimes it was pretty meager. We had some experiences that were not so meager.
But you were able to give the Italian help
in
being ready to attack certain places.
Yes, I was intelligence
officer. Were you intelligence officer at Vimy Ridge?
Yeah. At Vimy, no. Not at Vimy, just after Vimy.
I see. You were with the Seaforth throughout the war. What rank did you achieve?
Captain.
Captain. How did you get to be a captain's rank?
Oh, just stuck around. And you eventually I became a captain.
Did you get through the war without being wounded?
That's right. I was never wounded at all. I was lucky. Because you could easily get wounded in that war.
What did you have? You did have something wrong.
What
did you have?
Oh, trench fever, everybody had that.
How did you feel after the war was over about it?
I don't know that I had any particular feelings regarding it, except the fact that you were lucky to have gotten out of it with your life. This is a common feeling that I think everybody had that went through the war.
Well, when you joined up in the forces, why did you join up? Did you want to? What was the reason for joining up? What was your personal reasons?
I really don't know.
Well, you were in the Scouts, weren't you, or something, the Seaforth, weren't you?
Not until after I joined the unit. I was a Scout officer eventually.
But when you were a kid, I mean.
Oh, when I was a kid, I was in various cadet corps.
Cadets,
and so on.
That's
oh, yeah.
Right. But you were in the
cadets. Mm-hmm. I remember Jillian, what's the church in the West End?
St. John's.
St. John, yeah. Jillian in the basement of that church.
After the war, did you think you... One of the kind of slogans after the war was that war is a war to end all wars. And I wonder if you, did you agree with that?
I don't know that I gave it much thought. I certainly hoped there wouldn't be any more wars.
Don't you remember somebody, I don't, this is pretty vague, don't you remember somebody said to you something about pi squared or something? And you said, what does that mean?
Yes. Yes, I had never gone to school at all, really. And someone said pi r squared? I said, what's that mean? And then I found I had to go to university to find these things out. And so that's how it all began, really. That is my education.
How did you get into UBC? You completed high school through correspondence?
How did I get into high school?
Into
university.
Well, you did it with P.J. Bain then.
Yeah, I went to night school with P.J. Bain.
And he was a, he was...
And he was a coach.
And he was aghast at the thought of covering all that. But he said that you had worked, you had fought for them, and he would do his very best to work with you. That's what P.J. Bain said. Yeah, about things like that. But you did go down to Bain School.
Yes.
Well known for coaching students to get through exams. And you did all the work of how many years?
Well, I had no education, virtually, at all, till I went to Bain's.
Well, you only went there for 1 year, did you not?
I must have gone there for a couple of years, I guess.
Oh, why didn't
I? I don't know.
Well, you started UBC in 1920, so there was probably about a year and a half after the war that you would have...
Yes, that's right.
You were writing the history of the battalion.
Yes, I was writing the history of the battalion, that's right.
Did someone ask you to write a history of the C-4th in World War One?
Yes, I got a copy of it here somewhere.
He was working with Mr. McAvoy of the province on the history.
Oh, yes, McAvoy. I've forgotten McAvoy's name even.
Oh.
When was the book published?
The book was published in 1920, I think.
I'll find it.
You can find it. I just look at the book. I think there's a copy around here somewhere.
You certainly need your memory prompt in the book.
Oh, yes.
You went into engineering, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Is that what you're interested in?
I'm not sure whether I can say I was or not. I think I must have been, because engineering is not a particularly easy course. If you're looking for an easy course, that's not the one to go into.
True.
As you probably know yourself, what did you graduate in?
History.
History. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you would know how Professor Sard is. Mm-hmm. He's been a close friend of ours for years, many, many years. He and Kay, his wife.
You went to the University of Illinois, too, didn't you?
That's right. I took my master's degree at Illinois.
This is the C-4th. The C-4th is history.
Mr. Finley, how did you get involved with the COTC?
Well, through Harry Logan, chiefly. He inveigled me, if that's not too strong a word, into the COTC.
You weren't particularly interested in joining it at the time yourself then?
Not particularly.
Why was that?
Well, I had been overseas with an active force, you know, and one felt, I couldn't help feeling this all the time, that I was with some peacetime unit in a university that had no business doing any soldiering at all, as far as I was concerned, you know. And that's really the way it was.
If you were going to do any soldiering, you were going to do it with the C-4th, wasn't that the idea?
Yeah. That's
your first right. Loyalty was to the C-4th.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It had always been to the C-4th.
Do you remember when the COTC started on campus, there was quite a bit of opposition to it?
Yes, there was. I do remember that.
Yeah. Who was the opposition?
I don't think Clink was opposed to anything or in favor of anything. He just seemed to drift. No, I don't know who the chief opponent was.
How about the students?
Well, the students were, I think, rather reluctant to join an armed unit on the campus. And the men who handled the COTC handled that situation remarkably well. Harry Logan, particularly Harry Logan.
Gordon Sherman.
And Gordon, yes. Oh my, yes, Gordon Sherman.
How about Dean Brock?
Dean Brock paid almost no attention to the armed forces. But on the other hand, to be quite fair, Brock had little overseas experience. Very little.
Wasn't he, he was in favor of it, though, I believe.
I'm not too sure, because I wasn't close to Brock at all, though I was in the Applied Sciences.
Well, he may very well have been in favor of it.
He might well have been. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I couldn't say anything about that.
When you were taking on the strength of the COTC, I believe you were taking on as the second in command, were you?
I've forgotten.
Yes, you were. Yes,
I know.
You wouldn't take over. Harry Logan pressed you into this.
Yes, Harry did. No question of that.
You were, yes, you're commander of A Company. COTC had two companies, A and B Company. You're commander of A Company.
Was I?
And also, I believe, second in command at the same time.
I'd forgotten these details.
I wonder, you were an engineer, a civil engineering. You were specialized, I think, in bridge construction.
That's right.
I
did.
Did you ever give lectures to the cadets about this?
No, I never gave lectures to the cadets on that at all.
That would have had military significance, though.
Yes, it would have. In certain limited, to a certain limited extent, because when soldiers build a bridge, they just build a bridge not knowing a bloody thing about it, you know. When an engineer builds a bridge, it's a different story. And I was not a soldier, I was an engineer. I would be speaking as an engineer, not as a soldier.
Dean Finlayson succeeded Dean Brock.
That's right.
In the Applied Sciences.
That's right.
And do you remember what his attitude was to the, well, especially during World War II, when all cadets had to take military training? And I wonder, what was his attitude towards the COTC? If you can, do you remember at all?
I can't remember if he had any attitude at all, favorable or unfavorable. I don't think I remember him saying anything unfavorable to the COTC.
No.
On the other hand, I certainly don't remember him saying anything favorable.
He wasn't very active, certainly.
No.
No, he wasn't.
Even in talking about it.
No. Also, you're getting on in years, too.
I think Dean Brock would be. I think so.
Oh, yes. Dean Brock was very enthusiastic, as you know. Mm. As you may know.
What do you remember about the Corps? The cadets who did join the Corps when it started up, and you were there when it started, what were they like? Were they enthusiastic?
They were. They were very enthusiastic. Very keen, and they turned out a damn good parade.
Can you recall any incidents?
Well, you've seen as many as I have.
Oh, I?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the incidents. I can only remember the little social things. And I don't remember any incidents.
Did you ever attend the dances at the, I think, the Jericho Country Club?
Yes. Yes.
And dinners they had there.
Dinners and dances.
What were they like?
Oh, the Jericho Country Club.
They were very nice.
The Jericho Country Club was not what I was thinking of when I was thinking of the officers' mess.
You think of the what, yacht club?
No, I was thinking of the Spencer House, which was the officers' mess. And we used to have they used to get these dinners,
yes,
very
right.
Nice dinners there. But the dance, I remember. I do remember a dance at the Jericho Country Club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But nothing very exciting but tell about it. Just a dance.
Did you ever attend they used to have winter, 1 week training at Christmas time at Work Point Barracks?
I never attended any of those training periods. It must have been perhaps after I was out of the Corps.
Oh, yeah.
But they had that.
What do you remember of, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what do you remember of Colonel Logan as a commanding officer?
Well, of course, I had known Colonel Logan for many years before I ran into him at the university. Because he and I were overseas in the First World War. So it was very natural that we would know each other very well. Mm-hmm. So Harry and I knew each other.
I don't think you were ever active enough about anything to suit Harry Logan.
I don't think I was.
No, he kept wanting me to do things.
I know, he wanted me to do things I didn't want to do.
Yes.
He must have been quite a persuasive person.
Oh, he was.
Yes,
very persuasive.
He wrote the, because you saw the book he wrote, didn't
yes.
you, at the university. That was a beautiful book.
Yes.
And he has quite a bit about the OTC in it.
Yes.
Yeah,
why did you leave this OTC? You were with it for about 2 years, I guess, 2-3 years.
When did you take up the chairmanship of the board concerning the OTC?
I don't remember that. What was
that silver cigarette box when you left. You should do quite a bit of work there. You were chairman of... What would it be? You see, I don't know.
Neither do I.
I don't know what group it would be.